this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at
The 2-for-1 Special, a podcast where two brothers go outside the box when it comes to talking about video games and anime. Not only will they have you thinking, but you can also enjoy some funny moments and some slow ones. Check them out at anchor.fm/sauce-bae, SAUCE-BAE. Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skips, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Bail Branda, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
With a carefully concocted and planned out scheme, our heroes decide on the bold move to walk directly up to the Sith Mine in their attempt to free the slaves and obtain the Kyber Crystals. You guys are going to take the small freighter and make your way towards the slave mining operation? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, I guess that's what we're going to have to do. Well, I guess I can be driving the freighter at this point, and I look over to the rest of the group, and I go, well, what's this going to drive this thing to the base, and they're just going to let us in? Is that how this works? Or, like, do we have a plan to go into this thing? Because right now, the only plan I got is these three thermal detonators sitting on my belt.
Fly low so they don't notice you. Drop in quickly and then run like Criff to the hangar doors.
Could I like so they can't roll shoot warfare us off the... to come up with a plan?
Yeah, I think that's much, much needed right now.
Yep, I have a yellow and a green. Yeah.
I have many greens.
For warfare, let me see what I got. Career, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I
was
did not.
Wasn't there a way to do group roles? I swear there was.
What are you guys hoping to get from a warfare check to know what the Sith would be doing right now?
I guess to just get a vibe for how fortified they are and what would be the best way to approach them.
So, okay. we are not attacking a like, so like there's an active fight going on, or are we just sneaking into an installation where they've already been?
Okay. Yeah, this is just a mining operation. They are shutting down here. They're rounding up their assets, the slaves, anything they want to take with them to the next place.
Yeah.
There is no insurrection. The insurrection, I guess, was here that they went and got these people and smoked them out.
Yeah.
But this was the only force that was really trying to help the slaves, and they were smoked out already.
Yeah, I thought there was also like some kind of scuffle. But if I can roll that for like a safer approach.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, please.
Can we do it as a group check?
Yeah, you guys could use all your knowledges and skills together. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sorry. Cool. That's totally my bad misunderstanding what you guys are talking about. We'll say that's just you guys are fairly knowledgeable of this area. You guys have been knowing about the Sith. So I'd say it's 3 purple. So a hard check against whatever your guys' combined powers would be, Captain Planet style.
Anarchy, I believe, has the highest. She's got... One,
I've got 5
yellow,
green.
2 green. Oh my green. God, yeah. That's a lot of green.
I've got
sorry,
3 green,
yeah.
You win.
I have 1 yellow and 1 green, so yeah, no, you're the base.
That's 2 successes and 1 advantage. So I guess I'll just use that to...
Do I get a blue die?
If we're gonna like actually hail them and try to like bullshit our way through, I guess I'll just approach what the usual like delivery route would be. If we're going,
yeah,
with
I would
the
say with those,
ruse.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think with those successes, you guys know combined from your knowledge how these usual, how the operations of a mining thing would go. You guys have had dealings with slavers before, so you know as slavers how they run things. So how to fake being a slaver or fake being a mining thing is something you guys are more than capable of doing. So yeah, I would say that you know how to blend in more. So so even with the hailing, well, we can even backsplice this all together. This will be a fun editing thing for me later. Mm-hmm. So even with all that going in, even with the failed roll by Bale, that you are flying the right in, the guy's asking for this information, asking for these numbers, and you know enough of how to bullshit through this that I think either in Anarchy's past or maybe in Doric's past, I don't, you know, you guys might know the right words to say, the right, like, you know, like how you could almost, if you're loud enough and stern enough to someone who's a peon, they'll just shut up and let you go. You know what to say to this guy to intimidate him out of to let you through. So what do either one of you tell Bale, or do you even say it yourselves with the communicator? How do you get this guy to do what you want?
I think Anarchy is the one who says it.
Yeah. She's scary.
I have an offer if you don't have an idea.
Go for it.
Go for it.
My offer would be that you're like, oh, and we also have a fresh harvest of calf. So I'm pretty excited to dock. And maybe you could be the first to get your hands on a bag.
I love that.
Yeah, that's just my idea.
No, I think.
Oh, golly, I forgot my... Oh, Criff. Our transponder's not working at the moment. Listen, if you can just... If you don't tell regulation, you can be the first one to drink this calf.
Wait, you gentlemen have fresh calf? Not this freeze-dried stuff we've been living on for the last 2 months?
Yeah, we just got a fresh shipment in. Just don't, Just quietly don't tell the quartermaster that our transponder is on the fritz, okay?
Just go down to the far end. That's where I'm going to be. And just give me one bag and...
All right, Naboo Mint or Galactic Core Vanilla?
Oh, it's got to be the mint. I love the mint. It's got such a great flavor and really tickles the senses.
All right. He clicks off. Idiots.
He doesn't use the K cups or anything, does he?
They're C cups for Coruscant.
Coruscant cups.
You know, those are so bad for the space environment.
All right, so you guys take the freighter and land down at the far end, and there is a human guard there who's kind of like just impatiently looking back and forth, waiting for you guys to disembark. And he's ready to go. You see, he's got that metal coffee cup. He's ready to make that mint coffee he's been dreaming about for the last 2 months. And he's super excited to see whoever comes off the ship.
Doric walks down with a crate in his hands, walks over, nods through his helmet, and then he nods downward, and the man looks down and sees that Doric is holding a blaster underneath the crate.
The guy, he just looks up and goes,
Is the calf on the ship, or am I... I'm just looking for the calf. Is it under the blaster there?
Yeah, it's on the ship, buddy. Come on in. I just made a fresh pot.
Mm-hmm. I just... Can you bring the calf over? I really can't leave my post, and I really don't want to get reprimanded. I've already got 3 demerits for taking too many cap breaks as is, and I really don't want to get fired.
Well, you made it this far. You might as well just come in the ship so I can gift you some calf.
Can you? You were going to bring the calf to me.
Well, you just came for the calf. You just came for the calf. Look, I'm not going to walk an entire pot of calf out of the ship so that everybody else can drink the calf that is so rare out in his mines, all right? I don't want everybody to know about it.
I just walk over with a bag of calf. I'm spending a destiny point to say that there is a bag of fresh calf.
You guys have like 6 of them.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, yes, sorry. I was just getting it rounded up into the bag. Don't want to lose a single granule.
I don't know. Personally, I don't drink the stuff, but here you go.
He takes the bag, opens it, does that big, deep sniff of it.
Oh, yes, that's the stuff. Oh.
Thank you. And he just gives Skip a hug, goes,
oh, thank you so much. You gentlemen are amazing. Oh, I've been dreaming of this calf for way too long.
Yes, yes. Go live your best life.
And as he's walking off, Dor just sort of says, I think he's really sleep deprived. Like, he didn't notice that we're Mandalorians, for one. He didn't notice that I had a blaster underneath the... I feel bad for that guy. He really needs a drink.
I'm really glad you missed his head with that crate.
We don't, yeah. Wait, what's coffee?
That's like you paused, and I was just like, is he going to hit him with the crate? Is he going to be like...
I said I'm going to throw the crate at him, but he got washed out by Bale, and I was like, so in universe, Dork is tempted, like his you see his muscles tense up as he's about to throw, and then Bale is just so into it that he's just like, no, I'm not going to ruin this moment for him.
I was going to knock him out when he got in the ship, and then take his uniform. God damn, man.
There's a shot of the interior of the crate, and it's just full of thermal detonators.
No. If it's full of thermal detonators, we're not that stays
we're not
on
doing
the
that
ship.
Again.
They're stuffed thermal detonators. Little stuffies.
Exactly. Yeah, they're party thermal detonators. When you let them go, it's just huge confetti and glitter for like a quarter mile. It's insane. All right, so the guy, he just leaves you guys as he takes his calf, and you see him happily walk away, and you guys have landed. Yeah, there's some movement around you guys. See that there are maybe about four or five other freighters that have been parked closer. You guys have parked at the farthest spot, and shipments are being loaded up, and you can see even some ships seem to have some slaves are being loaded up onto some other ships, and there's a whole lot of bustle moving. And nobody's really paying attention to you because everyone is in a rush to get their stuff done because they're on a clock and they don't have time to worry about you randos.
I look at Anarchy and I say, all right, what's next in your plan?
Ah. Crystals. Can I search for any kind of network? See, you know, if I'm able to hack into their systems or if this is like a very old school where everything is analog type thing.
I mean, there's probably at least some sort of infranet sort of system where everything here would be connected. I mean, they may not have the greatest holonet connection, as, you know, we can't torn our favorite shows. But you probably can hack into it. There's got to be a terminal. It's a loading area. I assume there's, like, a terminal every so many spots. So, yeah.
I'm going to try to hack in. Per use.
We should probably look for some uniforms, too. So we fit in.
Sure. So this is the challenge will be, how much are you trying to get out of this? Are you trying to get everything, this preliminary stuff? How deep do you want to dive here?
I mean, I always go big or go home. I might as well.
All right. So if you're trying to get the entire, you know, into every system that they have, that's going to be a four purple check. I'm going to flip one of my destiny points to make it one red and three purple.
Okay.
And yeah.
The soundtrack suddenly turns to synthwave as Anarchy puts little fingers
like
on
a big tarp and just like cloak myself to hide the tentacles.
Now, are you using your mask to help you on this one, or are you not using the mask?
I will, because I'm assuming I'm probably doing like a remote type thing, so I don't have to wander around too much with my tentacles, because, you know, people will notice and they'll point.
Doc Ock.
How nice of you to mask.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, hey. Oh my god!
That's five successes and a triumph.
So much for an interesting adventure.
Can I make these things harder? Okay, so
how much harder can you get, like, with, like, four dice?
Four reds.
Yeah.
I could have went five.
Should I remind you of that four red, one black back in the airport tower, Dwayne?
That's true. That's true. There's nothing that can stop you, I guess, when the force is behind you. All right. So with such a domineering role, yeah, you can get completely into the infrastructure of the space. You know the comings and goings of all the different ships. You know what is on each ship. You know the personnel that's here, who's in charge. Yeah, I mean, and then also I'd say with that triumph, you have access to the probably their personal communications back and forth from this base that they've been sending out as well.
Yeah. I think I want to like set up a loop of like just the outgoing reports, like everything's fine. Don't come snooping.
Sure.
No, he's pulling, the speed camera trick, man.
is that the exact thing that comes out? Anybody checks? Everything's fine. Don't come snooping.
It's like everything's cool, brah. Don't send the inspector.
It's just the digital version of. You've got a little digital Han Solo in a stormtrooper outfit at the terminal saying, "Everything's fine."
And then I think I'm going to start if I can, I'd like to start rerouting shipments. So, like, designate some specific, because there's, like, four freighters parked, right?
Yeah, there's four freighters that are parked outside of the one you have.
Okay.
And, yeah, so they're split evenly. Two of them are probably being loaded with crystals. The other two are probably having some slaves on there.
Yeah, so I think I'll just make a note of, you know, which one, what has what.
Okay, sure. So the two larger ones are the ones that are going to be shipping with the crystals. Two smaller freighters are being loaded up with assortments of slaves.
Where are these slaves coming from? Are they like being mined below the surface as well, or are they just like locals that have been captured?
It started out with it being locals, and then to up production, they started bringing in people from off planet to try to meet. The demand that was, as it were, to try to clear its mind as quickly as possible.
Putting slaves on ships
to take them to the next place to mine again.
Oh, they're sending them to another mine.
Yes, yeah, they're not gonna leave them here. They're they're an asset.
Is this mine been tapped out then? And
on the same.
Yes, that's at least the belief that Lou had. Is that's why he believes they're rounding everybody up. That whatever they came to get, they got, and they're either moving to another location on this planet or they're moving off planet. But they're closing this section up, and that's what he knew.
Skip gets really weird, just like stops looking at Bale and Doric any longer, and walks over and stands in the middle of the yard with his hands out and his palms kind of up. Mm-hmm. And I would like to roll my sense ability.
Okay.
So I would like to use two light side points to sense all living things within medium range, including sentient and non-sentient beings, just to get a sense of how many slaves are there, how many employees are there, where and where are they all within that medium range. So like, what are we dealing with here?
Okay.
While and being then, weird and awkward.
I think that would be more long range than medium.
Sure. If we're talking about the entire base. So I'm going to flip a light side over here up above to extend my range to long.
Okay.
Thanks, Nimoy.
Are you sensing just the people themselves, or are you getting like emotional feedback, or this just like
I do
a
not
body
get
count
emotional
thing?
Feedback. I'm getting the body count and knowing the sentient life, the non-sentient life, and I really want to know how many slaves, how many employees.
Sure. You know that... So you're going to be able to tell the difference between the people. Okay.
So kind of, yeah. I mean, I should know huddled masses versus the employees at a distance.
Sure. You know that on the two ships that Anarchy has told you guys are the slave ships, there's currently about 20 on each ship right now. Deeper inside, you know that there are clusters of about another, clustered in dozens, about another four dozen people in clusters, as individual kind of like movement that is not clustered in like what you assume to be slave formation. There's about 75, people moving about, at least in that area around you, that long range that you can sense. I mean, the mine does go down quite far. There might be more people, but at least in your vicinity, you know there's at least 75 of the base people, and then about another four dozen or so underneath, at least in the distance nearby, that are more huddled together, as you assume to be slaves.
Wow, there's so many more employees than slaves. I am one with the force. The force is with me. I am one with the force. The force is with me. Bale, that's an awesome Doric, power. I would like you to know there's only about 50 or so slaves and 75 employees. They're located in this sort of vicinity and this sort of layout, and I kind of scratch it out in the dirt in front of the ship. What did you find out, Anarchy, with your talking to computers?
I have full control of the systems. I have looped an outgoing call, so we shouldn't expect any visitors. And I know what's on the ships. And I think I'd like to compare Skip's map to, like, the schematics if I was able to get them.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you know that what Skip is what he got from his reach into the Force is going to be roughly about the same count. You probably know there's another dozen or so more slaves that are probably out of his range, and maybe another two dozen or so of the Sith operatives somewhere else. But his numbers were basically about three quarters of what you knew to be. That's what he knows. So he knows three quarters of the populace of this area is within long range, and then there's another 25% that are deeper in the mine still.
All right, so I'll update our numbers, and then maybe, and let me know if this is too much or if I should roll something else for it. I think I'm going to try to start setting up, like, fake email chains for, like, department meetings to try and, like, spread out the employees. Just be, like, surprise training. This is, like, Carol's HR sensitivity seminar. How not to get frostbite.
We just got a new shipment of coffee. There's a calf party in the lounge.
Yeah, if you wanted to send those messages out to create some sort of distraction, I'd say that's gonna hamper them on that. If you're gonna send some people into meetings and things, I mean, granted, if you guys start blowing stuff up, they're gonna come out of these meetings. But yeah, I'll say you can distract a percent of the people. Sure, cool. That sounds reasonable.
To start like fake email chains.
Hey, Anarchy, you have control of their entire system right now, don't you?
Yeah.
So I have two requests. One, is there some sort of pre-programmed route that those ships are taking?
Would I know that, Dwayne?
They're not like robotic. You're saying like they do have a destination. You know where the ships are supposed to be going. Yes. But they're not like pre-programmed, like they're like on a track or robotic. Right,
they're not big Flumbas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know where they're supposed to be going. Yes.
So, so you know where they're going, right? So, my first question is, could we change their course so that we don't have to make a big ruckus with minimal labor, basically free and take what we came here for? Do you have access to their, could you send them orders?
I could try to falsify orders, but I can't do anything about the pilots themselves.
Tell them there's a blizzard incoming that their senses aren't good enough to pick up. Tell them to ground themselves so they don't get hit by the blizzard, and we'll come down and pick them up.
I'll kind of give you my train of thought here. So we have four ships full of cargo that we really, really, really want. And then two full of people that we really, really, really want to free, right? So my idea is if we send over some falsified orders to have them go to a certain area with the goods, with our friend Damian Gray and his forces just kind of waiting in the background to snag up whatever, we send his way. We've killed two birds with one stone. We haven't had to throw a thermal detonator or pull out a blaster on anybody. And on top of that, we go home happy. The Sith goes home sad. We win. We all win. What do you think?
How about I just go ask the slaves if any of them can fly a ship?
Oh, well, that would work, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. What are you waiting for?
Well, can we get in touch with Mr. Gray?
You guys don't have the direct communication. He usually communicates to the count, and the count relays it to you. I don't think he's given you guys his direct number yet.
Dorik, stop wanting to talk to the Nargass Jedi.
Okay.
Kyle, you want to go over and talk to a slave?
Go talk to the slaves in the ship.
Well, shouldn't there? There's probably a database of what's of the list of slaves, and then probably what skills they have.
I was gonna say maybe not like a whole itinerary, but I would imagine they would keep track of any slaves that have any like special skills that they're putting to use.
Just in case we need a pilot or a cook, we got one.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It sounds like I wouldn't think.
Honestly, not a formal thing, but I'm sure they like refer to them like, "Oh, that's Pilot Dave. Can I do like search your emails for like keywords pilot?"
Sure. If you want to try to see if you can isolate that, sure. Kyle, you walk over to the first ship. As you approach it, there is going to be one of the Sith officers who is, standing guard, watching the two dozen that he probably has on his ship. As he sees you walk up, and we haven't seen Skip in a while. Actually, we haven't done character descriptions in probably like 5 episodes. So what does a Skip look like as he's walking up to this guard? To give us a quick description of Skip.
Sure. Skip looks only a little different than the last time I've described Skip for people. He is a normal-looking Twi'lek, except that he is missing one of his Leku.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a long black trench coat style jacket, and it's called a tailored armor jacket. It has Harlan's Haberdasher logo on the bottom corner sort of thing woven in, and he's wearing gloves. He has a very big beaming smile on his face with his... Oh, I think he's red skin, right? What color is Anarchy's skin?
We're blue.
I believe you guys... Blue? Okay.
Believe Skip was blue?
Yeah, I thought Skip was blue and Anarchy was red. I think.
No, we
don't recall.
Blue.
Dorik has actually always had green skin. I just never mentioned
that. Very, very red eyes. The same sort of Bib Fortuna eyes, red eyes. He smiles winsomely at the Sith guard and walks to climb onto the ship.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Yes, no, I just need to ask one of the slaves a question. It won't be a moment.
Why? Hold on there, sir. I don't understand what you're doing there. You're not in uniform, but do you work for us? But wait,
yes.
What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing here?
I don't know. You just randomly walked up here. I need a clearance code or something. You don't just walk in.
Wow. Aren't you being rather inquisitive? And I glare at him.
It's my job, sir. I don't mean to be offensive in any way. Just, I don't...
I'm doing my job. I'll be but a moment. What sort of check would you like now? Because I feel like it was. You paused to say...
I'm like... are you trying to, I guess... I mean, you're deceiving him, I guess? Deception?
Sure, yes.
I mean, you're lying to him because you don't really have a job here.
Dwayne, real quick, what is the difficulty for that email search?
You've already got in, so I would say it's... I'll say 3 purple, but I'll give you a boost as well since you already know what you're doing, since you've already kind of in the system. That's going to be...
threat, Dwayne.
No, that's just a threat, no success?
No, 3 successes, a triumph, and a threat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Anyway, let me look up this person's ability for... It'd be against their discipline, I assume. Where's discipline for this guy? Oh, he's got all of 3 green, so that translates to 3 purple?
There you go. 1 failure with an advantage.
So, yeah, the guy will just...
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, we both have jobs to do here. Let's help each other out. No need for any trouble. And we can be on our way.
Fine. I will remain outside. You go in. And if you could ask the gentlemen, the slaves inside, if any of them can pilot a ship. My pilot has dysentery and hoof and mouth.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. Is that contagious? Should we be worried?
Well, you're not going in my ship, are you? That's why I'm asking for a slave.
How far away is Skip? Right from like the group?
I mean, I don't know. Say it's probably, I think,
one ship away. About,
yeah, I'd say 30 yards or so, enough to be walking distance. About up from home to first.
Enough for like hearing distance?
Probably yeah. Not. If I mean, unless they're yelling, they're just having a regular conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I just want to know if I could feel something in here and be like, oh my god, it hurts!
the guy will go,
oh, that sounds real bad. Mm. Are you sure you want a slave to fly you? I could call my buddy Carl. He could help you out.
And he's authorized to take the time off and go and do so, and he's not busy doing other routine tasks. I'm not staying on planet.
No, he has kids. Shouldn't mix him up in anything.
Oh, God. Means I can't blow up.
I will, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know what the odds of there being a piloting slave. I mean, I've never thought about that.
Well, I mean, these people were not born slaves. They were taken, and so they're from all walks of life.
They know things, Dwayne.
That's true. I should not prejudge slaves as having no skills. That's something believable. I say there's one. He'll come out of a...
In fact, piloting is a general skill.
I know. This is a space world. I mean, it's...
Gosh, I don't know if he can drive a car. That seems a little fun.
Unfortunately, this ship is full of the Amish slaves, and none of them have ever had a spaceship.
That's funny.
Sure, he'll go and say...
One of these guys used to be a freight driver or something. Two or so, he says. Are you sure you want a slave?
Remand him to my custody at once.
Sure, he'll go back and he'll go get somebody and grab a
rock. Hey, Dwayne.
Yes,
can I flip a light side point, or can I flip a light side and say that there are actually four pilots amongst the slaves?
Sure.
Cool.
Sure. There could be a small group of freighter guys who were caught up in some business or another and all got here. Sure.
Cool. I flipped the light side point, and there happens to be four or five even, just in case we lose one.
Lose one? Dwayne, they're all pilots.
I flip all the points.
No. More than that, these are all
every slave. These are all Jedi Padawans who are expert pilots.
This is General Obi-Wan. This is General Obi-2. This is General Obi-3. We've saved the Jedi.
You saved the Kenobi line, so there will be an Obi-Wan one day. Look at that.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.
They're bad. But you know what? The evil empire wouldn't care. That's probably why they're going to end up dumping all this. This is going to become a C-cup dumping ground. That's what this whole mine's going to be. So
I'm sure they got planets where they just dump, like, just mountains of garbage. Just drop it into, yeah, like
they drop it into a sun.
Garbage planets are definitely a thing.
It's like the name of the worst porno ever. Sea cup dumping ground.
It's like Minecraft. You make a lava pit and just throw all your stuff in there.
Oh my goodness. This is why we have an explicit tag. All right.
Oh.